I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Eye on Houston with Intercom Radio. My name is George Lindsay, and I'm joined today by Rebecca Kramer, who is the president and CEO of the Lupus Foundation of America, the Texas Gulf Coast chapter. Rebecca, first of all, thanks for being with us on Eye on Houston. And we have a particular event that we want to talk about that you guys are doing. Just quickly give people the information, and then again at the end of this we'll give them the information about how they can participate in the event that's coming up.
Great. Well, thank you for having me. I am Rebecca Kramer with the Lupus Foundation, and we are hosting our Walk to End Lupus Now on Sunday, May 5th in downtown Houston. It's a 5K walk run, and we also have yoga this year, too.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so we will have more information on that. We'll give you guys some information about how you can sign up, how you can be part of this on May 5th. But Rebecca, let's talk a little bit for people that may not be aware of what lupus is and the Lupus Foundation. Can you tell me a little about that?
Sure. Lupus is a autoimmune disease that ravages organs in the body. So instead of your immune system functioning properly, where it fights off bacteria and viruses, it attacks healthy organs and tissue in the body. So essentially the immune system, something kind of wakes it up and it starts attacking your kidneys, lungs, heart, any organ in the body is susceptible.
Is there an age range that this is more prevalent in?
There is. It often strikes from ages 13 to about 45, mm-hmm. and it mostly affects women. So it strikes kind of during childbearing years. Mm-hmm. So they do not know what causes it, but they do know that genetics and environmental factors play a role.
If people are listening today, what are some of the symptoms that they should be aware of, or warning signs, I guess, that they should maybe be aware of?
Some of the early symptoms are, you know, skin rashes, typically on the face. Lupus actually means wolf in Latin, and so it kind of makes a wolf-like pattern on the face, or they call it the butterfly rash. Mm-hmm. Kind of spreads across the cheeks. Chronic fatigue, achy joints are some of the kind of early symptoms. But, you know, they mimic other things going on with the body.
Isn't that the difficult thing that you face a lot of times is being aware enough of the symptoms that you talk to your physician or you talk to your healthcare provider and say, boy, yes, I'm tired. I have two kids. Why wouldn't I be tired? Right.
Right.
But I mean, I think that's been the thing is it's been a little hard for people to diagnose or to be aware of.
It is. It takes an average of 3 to 5 years to be diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And that's because people are often just looking at that one symptom like, okay, what's going on with the skin? Mm-hmm. Let's go to a dermatologist. Let's try these different, you know, steroids or, you know, antifungals or whatever might be going on instead of looking at the big picture, which is, okay, not only do I have a skin rash, I'll all of a sudden become really tired. I'm really sun sensitive now. When mm-hmm. I go out in the sun, mm-hmm. I'm starting to get a lot of rashes because the sun is a trigger, mm-hmm. you know, in lupus patients. So, you know, taking a step back, looking at that big picture, and then also knowing your genetic history. Did my mom have some kind of autoimmune disease? Did my grandmother or, you know, is that there's something in the family?
Well, I didn't know that, genetics also played into it. I was aware of the other things that you talked about, but I didn't know about the genetic angle.
Absolutely. So usually taking symptoms and genetic history, and there are some lab tests that can be done. There's no one specific test for lupus. They look at a panel of what's called anti-nuclear antibody tests, an ANA test. So getting a positive ANA with your symptoms and your genetic history mm-hmm, will usually mm-hmm. give you a definitive diagnosis.
So that's the medical side of it. That's the right. things that you talk to your doctor about, you talk to your healthcare provider about. But what you all do at the Lupus Foundation here in Houston in the Texas Gulf Coast chapter is much more broad, much more wide ranging. Tell me a little bit about what you all do on a daily basis.
We are a support and services organization for the lupus community in the Texas Gulf Coast region. We serve 49 counties. We do a lot of awareness. We do education. We fund research, and we have direct patient service programs mm-hmm. where, you know, if you're underinsured or uninsured, we can help you with a grant so you can continue getting, you know, going to the doctor, getting prescription medication and things like that. So
in this region, you say 49 counties. Is there geographical data that there's one area of that 49 county region that's affected more by this, or is it pretty widespread?
It's pretty widespread, but lupus, like I said, mostly affects women and despairingly women of color. So mm-hmm. African Americans, Hispanics are more often, you know, the demographics that are affected.
That are affected by that. So yeah. That's interesting stuff. Yeah. And again, with the foundation, you guys do a lot of stuff during the year. But aside from the services you provide to people, especially, like you said, the folks that may not have insurance or whatever, what are some of the other things that you all advocate and you all work on at the Lupus Center?
We definitely do a lot of advocacy with our national organization to ask you know, state representatives to vote for NIH dollars, you know, to come to lupus research because mm-hmm. it does affect a lot of people. It affects 1.5 million Americans. You know, here in Houston, they say it affects about 30,000 just in Houston alone.
Wow.
And I think that's old, you know, data.
Old data.
It's
right.
not
that,
even
right.
new
that
data.
Could,
I think
could
it's
be updated.
A lot more.
Right. Yeah,
considering Houston is so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a lot, like I said, we do a lot of advocacy because NIH, you know, will fund a lot of research and they'll fund
and that
it
stands
in a
for
big
international,
way.
Or the National Institutes of Health. Right.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So we do that. Like I said, we do a lot of awareness because if people don't know what lupus is, mm-hmm. then, you know, waiting 3 to 5 years to get diagnosed can be really, really, you know, bad on your body. I mean, I talked about the surface, you know, side effects mm-hmm. or but I mean, if you go undiagnosed for years, you can have major organ damage. Mm-hmm. Having your immune system attack your kidneys are a vital organ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really best to get an early diagnosis rather than before there's irreversible damage.
What are some of the stories that you get from people, some of the ones that have touched you the most, that people that have come into you to talk about their situation?
I mean, there are people who, you know, were just very successful in their fields, you know, in their jobs, just kind of, you know, mm-hmm. getting after it, doing great. And then, you know, one day they wake up and they just don't feel that good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a couple weeks later, you know, they think they might have the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, can't get out of bed for weeks, you know, are calling into work. You know, all of a sudden they're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. They've got kidney failure. You know, their whole life has changed. They can't work anymore. They're on disability, you know, and dependent on, you know, programs like our assistance grant. You know, it makes a huge difference to those patients. I mean, think about your life just changing like that.
Right.
And then if you don't take your medication for a week, you could essentially die.
We're talking with Rebecca Kramer. She's the president and CEO of the Lupus Foundation of America, the Texas Gulf Coast chapter here. And a couple of things that you said to me just really stick out. And I think as people are listening this morning, you hear about the symptoms and everything like that. But you talk about awareness, you know, raising awareness. I mean, this is something that 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you didn't really hear about much. And I think that's the struggle you guys have is getting that word out, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, and there's a lot of great causes out there.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, lupus affects a lot of people and it affects lives and it deserves the awareness that, you know, other diseases get. It is life changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. And people do, you know, pass away all the time. We had another teenager who, you know, started having symptoms of lupus. And, you know, she said to me, I just thought that, you know, I was getting older. She was only 18.
18 years old, yeah. Oh, that 19 hit you hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's really tough.
Yeah, it is
and
tough.
The medications that they have for these patients just are not that great. They're often medications that were developed for other diseases like, you know, cancer or malaria. So the side effects sometimes are worse than the lupus itself.
Right, right.
So it's just, it's really hard. Awareness and research are so important because these people need good, you know, medications, good treatment options.
You know, you were talking about just thinking that the 18-year-old, that she was just getting older or tired or whatever. It makes me wonder, too, with you talking about it being for women, prime child. You know, you have a child, you feel worn out all the time anyway. And I can't imagine being a parent of a child or a couple of children and your health is suffering because you think it's just, oh, it's normal. Mm-hmm. I've got kids. I'm worn out all the time.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that's the scariest for me as someone who hears about this for the first time, that you really want people to pay attention to and those symptoms and really talk to their doctor or start looking maybe a little bit deeper than, oof, I'm just tired and, oh, I got a little too much sun, that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's pretty amazing stuff. Again, talking lupus today on Eye on Houston. And any other things that you want people to know about the Lupus Foundation?
Absolutely. There's a lot of great information on our website, which is www.lupustexas.org. And you have to spell out Texas.
Okay.
There's just a lot of information there. So if you think, you know, hey, I've had some, you know, strange symptoms, like I've been kind of feeling a little off, just look at them. Check it out. It's great to, I mean, at least know and check that off of your
right,
list of
right, exactly.
You know, things it could be, because I mean, more often than not, I run into people that are like, I haven't been feeling well. I've been going to this doctor. They said it's this, but I've got all these symptoms. And I'm mm-hmm. like, it's lupus.
It's lupus. Right. Yeah.
You know, and you know, the reason that it's taken us, you know, so long to get, you know, awareness just about lupus as itself is because many years ago, it fell under a type of arthritis.
So, really?
Arthritis is autoimmune as well.
Too, right. Yeah,
so
I mean, that would make sense.
It didn't break out on its own until later.
Right.
So
that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that. So let's talk about the event that's coming up and what people can expect when they come out for your event on May 5th.
Sure. Again, it's the 2019 Walk to End Lupus Now and 5K Run. And then we have yoga as well for mm-hmm. people that, you know, can or don't want to walk. Yoga is really good for patients. I just saw some information out that they're actually doing a study about yoga and lupus patients. And
is that right?
The benefits of it. So that's a great option. And then we've got the 5K walk, and then we've got the 5K time chipped run. So it's a great way for marathon runners who need to, you know, get their miles in, get their times done so they can qualify for, you know, half and full marathons, and things like that. So it's a great event. It's Sunday, May 5th this year at Cinco de Mayo, so we're going to have some fun music out there. And it's always great for the whole family, and it's great because it is the largest lupus event in Houston.
Well, and we all know that sometimes knowing that there's a community out there that you're part of and that you can lean on and turn to is a big part of this too. So that's an important part of it.
It is. And it's one of our two major fundraisers for the year. So this is how we fund all of our programs and services and research is through that. So we love it when people, you know, create teams, get their coworkers at work to get together and form a team and walk.
And it's not too late to sign up, obviously. Tell them real quick how to do that.
It is not too late to sign up. You can sign up through our website at lupustexas.org. Registration for walkers is $30. And for yoga, it's $30 as well. That gets you a t-shirt and then a walk bag. And then it's $45 for the runners, and that's, of course, a time chip certified 5K run. And we also have Lupaws, which is you can bring your dogs to walk. They get a bandana, and they're $10. And kids 2 and under are free, and then older than that, they're $15 for kids, and they get a youth shirt. Okay. So it's really easy to register on our website, lupustexas.org. You can register to walk, or you can create a team and get all your family and friends behind you and raise some funds for the organization.
Absolutely love that. Rebecca, thank you so much for your time today. And again, if you need more information, you can find this on our website. But it's Lupus Foundation of America and their big 5K run, walk, and yoga. I like it that you've added that in there on May 5th. So sign up and be part of that. This is Eye on Houston.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.